sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA indebele.
Vuka njani mthakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolwesithathu mhlaka 28 kuNcwabakazi 2019 nguNtungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
ababanga lethuba lokuthi baphendule lokho kuyisicelo samagqwetha endula uNdwele, ngokunjalo ke baza kuyela bayehlala phansi babhale ngendlela efaneleyo baletha amaphepha abo.
Induna umnumzana Felix Nhlanhla yamaNkwendiweni uzabuyela eHigh Court namuhla ukuyakuzwa ukuthi umahluli uyasivumela na isicelo sakhe sokuthi akhululwe ngebail.
Lawo ngamanga enza ukuthi inhlanzi ziphume emanzini. Okokuqala, sonke siyakwazi ukuthi sivalelwe, inkokheli zethu zabuya zaliswa ukuthi zingene.
Ibandla leMDC lithi ingamanga imbiko yokuthi ukwethekelelwa kukaNdiweni ngomnumzana Nelson Chamisa ejele sokudale ukuzamazama phakathi kwalo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Induna umnumzana Felix Nhlanhla yamaNkwendiweni uzabuyela njalo emthethwandaba weHigh Court namuhla ukuyakuzwa ukuthi umahluli uyasivumela na isicelo sakhe sokuthi akhululwe ngesibambiso sebail. Umahluli othetha lolu daba umnumzana Joseph Mabhikwa wehlulekile ukwahlulela izolo ngoba ubengaphiwanga isinqumo sikamantshi owethesa uNdiweni isigwebo sokupika okomnyaka owodwa olengxenye. UNdiweni wafunyanwa elecala lokubhidliza impahla yesinye isakhamuzi esibikwa sasisala ukulandela isinqumo senkundla yakhe. Umnumzana Ndiweni uqale ukupika eKami Prison kumaviki amabili edluleyo. Emthethwandaba weHigh Court uphikisa ukutholakala kwakhe elecala kanye lesigwebo asetheswayo. UChris Kande weStudio 7 uxoxele sikhulumeli sehofisi yenkosi yesizwe samaNdebele umnumzana Bulelani Lobhengula Khumalo umnumzana Efidlela Ncube.
Sange babe lethuba lokuthi baziphendule lezo zinto bezibhalwe lapho, ababanga lethuba lokuthi baphendule lokho kuyisicelo samagqwetha endula uNdwele, ngokunjalo ke baza kuyela bayehlala phansi babhale ngendlela efaneleyo baletha amaphepha abo bawase emagqwetheni endula uNdwele, bawase njalo enkantolo, kutsho khona ukuthi kusihlwa nje sebekwenzile khona lokho njengoba inkantolo ivumelane labo ibaphile ithuba lamagqwetha endula uNdwele. Aphikisana ngalaleso sicelo athe kuphela kumele kukhunjulwe ukuthi kujahekile ukuba kuthoniswe ibail. Ngakho-ke umthethwandaba uthe kumele kuthoniswe ke leso sicelo senduna esebail. Wonke umuntu abathuthisi kunye lamagqwetha babe khona ngaleso sikhathi kwenziwe yonke into ngendlela efaneleyo.
Kuzwa kuthiwa izizathu zokuvalela induna enkantolo bezingabonakali izolo, kuliqiniso na?
Izizathu zokuvalelwa kukababa uMdladla singathi i-record ngesiNgisi ibilokhu ingakaprintwa ukuthi ivele isetshenziswe eHigh Court. Ibisasetshenzwa iyasize yatholakala ngolesihlanu yasiwa ke kumajistrate ukuthi ahamba ayibona ayivume lokho kuthiwa yikusethifaya ukuthi iqondile abese isa eHigh Court izolo. Konke lokho kakwenzakalanga njengokwesethembiso sakho ukuthi izabe isifikile emini ngo-2:30 emagqwetheni enduna uNdiwe. Iziyafika leyo rekhodi lezo zizathu ntambama ngo-past 4 kwenza ukuthi kubathusisi bakahulumende zifike namhlanje ngo-10 lezo zizathu. Babathusisi bakahulumende basebekhala-ke befike enkantolo enkulu ukuthi hhayi thina izizathu ngikhona sizithole namhlanje asizilungiselelanga-ke kasikwazanga ukuphendula. Ngakho sicela isikhathi ukuthi sikwazi ukuphendula silethe izizathu zethu ukuze icala lithethwe ngokulandelayo. Icala elithoniswayo kukhulunywa ngebheyili. isicelo sikababa uNdiweni ukuthi aphumele ngaphandle kusathoniswa icala ngobubanzi balo.
Ubona ngani induna ilethuba na lokuhlawuliswa ibail ithoniswe ingaphandle kwentilong?
Thina njengoZulu esikwaziyo ukuthi nxa ngabe kulecala umuntu lecala icala liyathoniswa ngendlela efaneleyo, nxa ngabe lecala icala liyathoniswa ngokomthetho welizwe olesikhalazo adlulele kuzinkantolo eziphezulu, yikho esikhuthaza abantu kuso sonke isikhathi ukuthi bakwenze. Nxa ngabe umuntu kungathoniswanga kahle wangasuthiseki kuthoniswa enduneni kadlulisele kumagistrate court okungasuthisekanga ngokwe Magistrate Court, High Court, kuye Supreme Court, kuye Constitutional Court ngokunjalo. Asizisebenziseni zonke lezi nkantolo yonke lemthethwandaba ngendlela efaneleyo. Akula muntu ofanele avalele ukuthi adlulisele icala phambili. Ngakho ke ikwesi ukukhuthazayo ukuthi kungaliwa phansi abantu abadlulisele amacala phambili.
Umnumzana Efidlela Ncube isikhulumeli sehofisi yenkosi yamaNdebele, umnumzana Bulelani Lobengula Khumalo ubexoxa ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Kusenjalo ibandla leMDC selilandule imbiko ethulwe ngamaphephandaba kahulumende ethi ukwethekelelwa kukaNdiweni ngomkhokheli waleli bandla umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ejele sokudale inkulumo ngoba ezinye iziphathamandla esezike zabotshwa zikhonona ngokuthi kungani uChamisa ehambe wayabona uNdiweni yena engazange ayezibona ngesikhathi lazo zibotshiwe. Umnumzana Chamisa wethekelele uNdiweni ekhami ngomgqibelo. Umgcinisihlalo weMDC unkosazana Thabita Khumalo ongomunye weziphathamandla zaleli bandla ezibotshwe ngamacala atshiyeneyo kunsukwana ezedluleyo uthi ingamanga limbiko.
Lawo ngamanga amanga enza ukuthi inhlanzi ziphume emanzini. Okokuqala, sonke siyakwazi ukuthi sivalelwe, inkokheli zethu zabuya zaliswa ukuthi zingene zisibone, zaliswa ukuthi zingene zisiphathele ukudla. Njalo akungimangalisi ngoba izolo kulojaka osebenza ikhroniko ungifonele buthumo uthe sengifonele engakhuluma into adefuna ukuyikhuma ngamtshela ngathi wena uvele ungusomangasi. Ngavele ngubona ufona sengikwazi ukuthi ukhona osekutshela amanga okuthi ungcolise inkokheli zethu. So kangifuni ukukhuluma lawe loba lokho okutsheliweyo, njalo uyefonela labo abakunike lowo mbono. Okwesibili ngokokuthi umkhokheli wethu ubaba uChamisa uthe ebuya kubulawayo akula nkokheli eyodwa ekugoqela iprovinsi ake axoxa layo. Ubuye ehamba ngomsebenzi akade ulandile, njalo kulilungelo lakhe ukuthi enze umsebenzi onjalo ngoba sonke siyazi ukuthi kulabo somangani. So kulezi nsuku kakulula ukwazisa abantu ukuthi ungaphi yangaphi uvela ngaphi. Akula muntu okade kwazi ukuthi umkhokeli wethu khona kubulawayo.
Manje ngokubona kwakho imbiko le ingaba ijongeni?
Imbiko le anti sonke siyazi ukuthi izanu isiphelelwe ngombono, isidinga izindlela zokubophanisa imisila inkokheli labalandeli. Kungcolisa nje, kungcolisa. Konke okukhulumayo khona kungamanga. Akula nto enjalo kuyakho engike ngayikhuluma. Njalo angikholi ukuthi shuwa ngile 40 years ngisebenza umbangazwe namhlanje nginganelisa ukukhuluma izinto ezinjalo kumphakathi ukuthi sengigula yini.
Elabotshwa lonke bona ke akula yini ongaba ekhulume khona lo?
Bebevele begabeka bakho. Uyibona uSenator Tsepiso uhamba ngikomiti yakhe ne-Rage Bill. So kakho. Omunye oyinkokheli umama Masosha ube ngekho beseGwanda and ube ngekho la umhlangano nalo okhulunywa ngawo lo. Lo Senator uTsepiso laye ube ngekho. Umasitholi la ibe ngekho besemsebenzini. Laba abanye bakuma structures baphansi, u-Eliot ube ngekho, u-Sugar ube bekuyimi ngedwa kade ngikhona kumhlangano nalowo njalo kungaso umhlangano obekukhulunywa ngokuthi bezibotshiwe ubungumhlangano ukuthi sikhangele njengoba abantu bethunjwa kangaka yakobulawele kwazihle abantwana abathunjiwe labazali abathunjiweyo ukuthi senzeni njengenkokeli sithunjela abantwana besiyatshayo.
Wona umumo unjani wona lowo wokuthunjwa?
Umumo wokuthunjwa bakithi vele amathumbu asemlonyeni. Sikhuluma kunje nje silomkhokeli wethu wabontwanga abambiza besithi ngumChina uthunjwe ngabantu bezane ekhwekhwe embonayo igqoke i-t-shirt elesithombe samkhokeli wethu bamtshaye. Sikhuluma kunje nje simgcine eqalekile. So ubesesibhedlela ekhwekhwe General Hospital kodwa inkinga umbiko esesihlangane lawo ngokuthi akulalona ukuthi ayipilisi nje esibhedlela soneso. So inkokeli zethu ziyagijima kunje nje ukuthi zizame ukuthi simdingile ukuthi ahambe lapho ezathola khona usizo.
Unkosazana Thabita Khumalo ngomgcini sihlalo webandla le-MDC ubexoxa ecingweni lo Chris Gande we-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Sikhangele okusemaphephandabeni namuhla. Iphephandaba leKroniko lithi umgcinisihlalo weZANU-PF unkosikazi Opha Muchinguri Kashiri usechotoze elemelika esithi liyangenela kakhulu kundaba zeZimbabwe lisekela amabandla aphikisayo emizameni yokugenqula uhulumende. Iphephandaba leHerald lona lithi inhlanganiso ye-Apex Council isivumile ukwamukela isilinganiso se-76% uhulumende asanda kwengezelela izisebenzi zakhe iholo ngaso. Lanxa kunjalo ezinye izisebenzi zithi kazilamukeli leli holo ngoba lilokhe liphansi kakhulu. Sokuyisikhathi senu balaleli lapho esilipha khona ithuba lokutsho yiloba yini okusenhliziyweni zenu.
Salibonani kustudio 7, mina igama lami u-Adolf Shaba, ngilapha eJohannesburg, South Africa. Mina isicelo sami sokuthi abantu beZimbabwe njengezalwane zeZimbabwe kwamele sivikelane njengalokho sokusenzeka lapho abantu bethunjwa khona, ngoba ngiyazi abantu ma bebambene noma kuthiwa ama-intelligence e-government anjani, abantu siyakhona ukuvikelana. Hhayi into yokwesaba ngaso sonke isikhathi sokuthi hhayi, ngoba le nto esiqalile manje ezwe lakithi yokuthi kuthunjwa abantu, kubotshwa abantu abangelacala, hhayi sokufanele lathi sikuqede njengezakhamisi.
Sawubonani, nikhuluma noSithandazile Ncube. Sinale ndaba leyo ukuthi bathi siyele makithi senze njani, asiyazi ukuthi bafuna just nje bayazikhulumela. So kwaba yingxoxo yabo nje, singakuthathi ngenhliziyo, ugcine sesingasayi emsebenzini, singasayezini, into leyo bathi ezibayikhuluma. So vele bona abayenza into abafuna ukuyenza kwaphela, thina sinandaba abayenza afuna ukukwenza.
Ngithanda ukubingelela wonke umuntu okustudio, ngithi salubonani balaleli bonke lelokho zonke indawo. Leba laba babambe isimbi zamakhiwa ngakhona ngalesi amazweni, ninjani bakhokheli bethu? Nkosi zethu ezaphambili, ofuze zizohlala izihlalo ngapha, linika abanye izinsimbi lizohlala izihlalo ngapha, lina yini elingakwanisa? Ibe sengithi balaleli, ibizwe lami nguSimon Ncube ekhansuka elubhane endaweni yaseJotsholo engombane koNcube komguza. Ngile kukhathazeka kakhulu badala bami ezihlobo zami lapha. Kanti kungani ubandlululo lusiya phambili olokuthi shona Ndebele? Mina yimi yikho ngibona kwenza ukuthi umkhuhlane lokuthi abantu bebulalane besiya phambili umemetheke. ikwe ngubona ukuthi umkhuhlane lo wenziwa ukhoza khona lokuthi abantu banelokubandlululana badala banelokubandlululana. So lapha thina sesibonile sananzelela ukuthi isizwe sikamthakazi siyaphela, isizwe sikamthakazi siyaphela. Kuyini badala bakhokheli lingaboni kulo mdala lapho ohlala ejayele umuzi ekhulume sithi yena kuyinganekani kuye abantu mabethu bayacatsha bayachaywa abantu bayatshontshe busuku bayachaywa abanye bagele izinele ngamambodlela uthi kuye kuyinganekani. Ibe ngithi zihlobo zami balaleli ninalele lingiyakhuluma kathesi ngithile umdala lowo umnyaka lowo ma ungaphela umbuso lowo kuyo ungamhlamukelanga angazi kodwa lwana ozange kuphele umbuso lowo ungamhlamukelanga. Lo mdala lowo ukhuluma njalo ngiyamhlonipha umzali wami ngoba umzali wami oseZimbabwe wonke ngumzali wami kodwa but ngendlela okhuluma ngakhona kayazi ukuthi umbuso lowo kuwo ngithi uzothisa ithukele yezikofi. Ngiyalitshela abadala bami umdala lo uzothisa ithukele yezikofi ilizwe lizomhlamukela ngendlela owenza ngakhona kuzisa usizi ukuthi abanye abadala bethu benyamalala bechaywa yena ebesechazi kasesithi hayi laba bantu ngabantu abawonileyo umuntu vele maye isigebengu lande busuku kodwa but badala bami lilalele indaba ezinjalo kodwa but sifuthelene kodwa akula ukuthi sizamenzani engumdala wethu kodwa sizambeka enkosini ukuthi lapho khona uNkulunkulu ezemzweni usisize emtshengisa indlela yokuphila.
Salibonani Studio 7, salibonani maZimbabwe namahle. Mina igama ngu-Adrian Phiri, ngikhuluma ngiseWange. Ngithi nami nginikeze umbono wami ngalokho kwenzakala elizweni lethu leZimbabwe. Mina ngithi alubana amaZimbabweni siyaba nomqondo oyi-1 singakhangela ubana lo uphuma kweliphi ibandla lo ngayiphi iphathi ngowezanu kumbe ngo-MTC kodwa alubana siyaba nomqondo ubana sihlale phansi sikhulumisane ukuze sakhe ilizwe lethu. Umbono wami ngibona ngani singaphumelela ilizwe lingaphambili. Ngiyabonga.
Ngiyalibingelela lonke balaleli be-Studio 7 usizwe lonke leZimbabwe. Mina igama lami ngunkwambazi ngiphumele eLupane emaguswini. Kungcono ngikhulume kancane ngomtholi lo. Umtholi usuthi udla ngeZanu-PF futhi ubakalubona. Yezwe ekhuluma ngenduku lezi ezamaphoyisa ezezetharaphile is part of intimidation lokubotshwa kwenziwa abantu lo yi-human rights abuse yonke le. Ma sebekhangela abamezweni kuyenza ukuthi kube lama-sanction bebe sebekhala futhi bethi MDC yiyo eyenza ukuthi kube lama-sanction. Isisebenzi sika-EDC fana labo Chigumba uMalaba bonke osila igwana la abanye abasha elingakababona uThokozani Khuphi sebajoyinile indirect. Ngiyabonga ngikhuluma ngingapha eGokoza Hotspot eMzansi.
Igama okhulumayo uDr. Mbezi.
Indaba yokungena emsebenzini le angiboni ngaphumelela njalo kumele bananzelele ikakhulu nesibuya ngasezini sibane sisakhile ngakho nje ukuthi singaphongukususwa kumbe abantu bangabuyela bekhe ekhaya overnight nje kube lula funa ibe long term plan yokubisela abantu ezimbabwe kube nendlela khona aluba bekungaba sokuright ezimo sokungekho kuhluphi abantu bayazibuyelela nje lula lula ngoba ungabheka even abantu abaphiwa amaphemisi babe more than 200 kodwa ungabheka manje inani selincane. Yebo abanye bangabashona baye behlowrino kodwa iningi abanye bakhona abalushana babuyela isikhathi sejini ayinto zingalunga vele isolushini yokuthi abantu basuke kwale-South Africa ikuthi kulunge lapho abavela khona.
Ninjani bantu baka Studio 7 nana balaleli nonke ninjani. Siyabonga kakhulu umsebenzi elisenzela wona nokuthi kube nabantu abangenayo abanye besilimukisa kodwa kube nabanye abantu abangena lapha ku Studio 7 abasilahlekisayo belokhu bebhizi besikhonolayiza abantu abafana nalo mdala lo zwakala kodwa eliNdebele kodwa kubambiza ugawula ngazi ukuthi yini le nto ayigawulayo or mhlawumbe wayegawula amanye amaNdebele ngoba kubonakala lo muntu lo uvikela labo abantu baseMpumalanga engathi ngithi mina kakhulu abangabezano bebulala abantu bengenela abantu ebusuku ezindlini lokho bezenzinto yabayebenza kudala egrawundi ekamgadi njalo uyakhohlwa yena lo muntu ugawule nje ukuthi masingathi siyamu-investigata yena ngokwakhe ingqondo yakhe ifana nekajonathan moyo ujonathan moyo manje sikhuluma kunje akahlali ezimbabwe wabaleka waya emazweni esingawazi ukuthi uwuphi sehlala egangeni wabale washiya ingane zakhe washiya izihlobo zakhe
Labo-ke bekungabalaleli bethu abasithumele imilayezo yabo nge-WhatsApp. Lawe uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. Uhlangothi olubona ngendaba zeziphepheli ku-United Nations luthi kufe abantu abangamashumi amane duzane le-Libya ngemva kokubhewuka lokucwila kwesikepe ekade besigadile belubhekise ezwekazi le-Europe. Isivumelwano phakathi kwele-Burundi lele-Tanzania esokubuyisela izizalwane ze-Burundi ezaphephela kwele-Tanzania sokudale ukungahlaliseki phakathi kweziphepheli lezi. Eziningi zazo zithi zilokwesaba okukhulu ngoba zilakho ukulinyazwa kumbe ukuba sengozini alubana zithe zaphindela ekhaya. Sizigqibeke ezekuseni ngodaba oluhamba phambili eMelika. Ukungahlaliseki kumnotho eMelika kanye lokuzamazama komkambo wemali kuyaqhubeka, abanye besithi isimo silakho ukuba sibi ngamandla balahlekelwe yimisebenzi. Lokhu kudalwe yimpi yokukhwezelana imithelo kwezokuthengiselana phakathi kweMelika leChina. Umongameli Donald Trump nguye oqale impi. Kambe iyophetha ngani? Sixoxele ngcwethi kwezenotho umnumzana Kelvin Manduna.
Inkinga yokuthi impi le abayingenanga bele strategy in terms of planning ukuthi what are the long term objectives esiwalwelayo. Impi yangkhona as you see ilwiwa in a whimsical way, lokuthi umphathamandla uvuke and felt a certain way and he reacts is reactionary. So even bona on our side, abalimi and then other business people, they have no predictability. They can't say what our objectives are to, these are the concrete objectives you are trying to achieve from each China. And it's this lack of clarity which makes it very difficult for them to understand what this mobile in this trade war, what does that mean? It's not clear. And the last thing I would say, even abangani bemelika, the Europeans, uvele G7 katesi umongameli, they are also starting to realize even bengabangani bemelika labo, they are not safe from impi a trade war lay from imelika.
Abantu abaningi abavotela uTrump bayakhala kakhulu ngempi yakhe le China, bathi iyababulala kakhulu kwezenotho. Abanye ngasebelahlekelwe imisebenzi, abanye ngasebengasela lapha bangathengisa khona into zabo. Ubona mhlawumbe bemhlamukela yini uTrump ikakhulu kuyiwa kukhetho oluzayo?
Well, ngingathi kuzahamba lokuthi ama-poll numbers akhe amenjani. President Trump is very sensitive kuma-poll numbers. And ama-poll numbers lawa yangixaza ukutshengisa ukuthi sengani support yehla, especially kuma-Rust Belt states, wona lawa Midwest langapi, where he's stronghold, ibase yakhe khona. You will see him reacting and trying to resolve the trade war lay. Ama-China behlakamphile atagetile ama-trade sanctions abo, ama-tariffs on ama-products which are produced by ibase, izimota, agricultural products, ama-soybeans, wona lawa, and so on. So, baba chayile sibili lendubu on those products and which affect ibase, they were very effective. So, you know, I believe our numbers in Achinja, he will react and start to look for a way to end this trade war in a way which doesn't show weakness.
Ubona kusiba lokuvumelana phakathi ekwayo iMelika leChina balulungisise loludaba iphele impi yabo.
Angina optimism uthi kuzaba le agreement in the full sense. Ngibona ngani at best we will get a type of a detent ngathi a ceasefire. And maybe iphelele khonapho as a ceasefire, omunye samatarisi omunye, but a trade agreement, a full one, I can't imagine, because into that corner which are be under dispute zinenga kulu. And you know, to get ama agreements lawa, you have to have ama personality who are amenable to deal making, and this personality, unfortunately, omungameli is not one which is amenable to striking a deal.
Umnumzana Kelvin Manduna, incwethi kwezenotho njalo uqhuba izifundo zakhe ze-PhD e-Howard University khonapha eMelika.
Some of the police are Asmandava, Abangante, Asmandava, Faya, the Pilani, Solane, Spani, Solane, 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 Solane,
Lalekuseni isikhathi sethu sokulala ngapha, thina abanye sisebenza phakathi kobusuku. Linasiyazi liyavuka khona ngapho eZimbabwe la kwezinye indawo amazwe atshiyeneyo lapho elingaba likhona. Siyalamukela umsakazo wenu, umsakazo we-Studio 7. Silethulela izindaba zekuseni lamhlanje nje kungolwesithathu. Nabanye ke esingakalali isi right masihlabela lingoma sithi solale kuseni. Nxa usuvukile ngapho ekhaya uyakwanisa ukuyitshintsha lawo uthi sovuke kuseni.
Don't let me say,
Dr. Malinga, inkalakatha yesigcango lindoda nxa sobugidwa lapha ekwaziyo ukuphakamisa unyawo kuphela but hayi ukuhlabeleni lapha yingwenya uyakarapa uyashaya uyahlabela usigqibela ke izindaba zekuseni singakehlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Induna umnumzana Felix Nhlanhla Mangwendiweni uzabuyela e-High Court namuhla uyakuzwa ukuthi uMahluli uyasivumela na isicelo sakhe sokuthi akhululwe nge-bail. Ibandla le-MDC lithi ingamanga imbiko yokuthi ukwethekelelwa kukaNdiweni ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa ejele sokudale ukuzamazama phakathi kwalo. Kwanele kodwa likhumbule zikhona izakusihlwa ngo-7:30. Mina lani asibeni sonke ekusasa ekuseni ngo-6:30. Olivalelisayo nguntungamilinkomo. Litshone kuhle.